Adam, before we get to the Q&A, if you have any remarks you'd like to make first, we'll certainly open the floor to you. And when that's finished, we'll get to our question and answer session. Thank you.
Yeah, I did have a few things. Thank you, Mo, for those kind words. That means a lot to me. Mr. Mo's become family to us also, and as Mr. DeWitt and his family also. I mean, it does feel like a family here, but I really feel the same way that Mr. Mo said about, how the whole negotiation process, everything that even when I was broken a few years ago, when I was completely broken, I wasn't going to be able to go out and get a big league job anywhere else, honestly. And he gave me, Mr. DeWitt gave me a chance to re-earn it, to have it, to have a roster spot and to come in here and perform. And it was, it was a great opportunity for me to come back as a Cardinal, whether that was going to be final or whether that was going to be the sending off point for something much greater, which it ended up being. But I was great. I've been grateful for every opportunity I've been given here. There's just not many people that have been blessed with a situation like St. Louis for as long as I've been able to play here. And also my catcher, Yadi, coming back here was a big factor in me wanting to come back also. I mean, he's more than just a catcher to me. He's one of my closest friends and just somebody who's just grown. We've grown up together. Honestly, we were kids together in the big leagues, and now we're the old geezers in the big leagues together. As somebody wrote the other day in the New York Times or some other paper, but it's been a tremendous experience for me here. I can't wait to, as Mr. DeWitt said, be a Cardinal for life. That means a lot to me. It means a lot to me, and also I do have to say something about my family also, because it was. Everybody knows it was either me play another year or the kids get a dog. And they said, Dad, we'll go one more year, we'll go one more year without a dog. And then they're going to just go take someone else's dog if this doesn't happen soon. So, my family has been, incredible in support of me also. And, my kids are doing remote school so I can play baseball. And my daughter's Bailey, my oldest daughter, who was on my shoulder like this during the World Series parade in 2006, is now in high school, and she's staying with grandma every now and then so she can go to a real high school, and traveling back and forth to see games and see me too. So it is a big sacrifice for our family. And they're just amazing, and they're amazing people, and I love them so much. And just, I'm thankful for everybody who's involved in this. I'm thankful for this media too. I mean, I really am, how many players could get up and say that the media has treated them fair and respectful their entire career? And that's the St. Louis media. That there's not a whole lot of cities out there doing it like y'all do it. So congratulations to y'all for being fair and decent people also.
Adam, thank you and congratulations. We'll get started with our question and answer session. We'll start with Erica Weston with Valley Sports Midwest.
Thank you, Brian. First off, Adam, congratulations. We're all excited to have you back in St. Louis for next season. That video that you released with your family back in the beginning of September, once you shared that publicly, were you pretty optimistic that something could be done at least by the end of the regular season?
I was, and that was a conversation that, I try not to talk too much about the future. I try to stay in the present, but when you're dealing about whether you're going to play or retire, that's kind of something that you can't just make that decision on a whim. You have to kind of talk those things out. And I wanted to make sure my whole family was okay with that. And all my kids were okay with that. And honestly, we waited as long as we did because my daughter started school in August, and we wanted to make sure that that situation was going to work. High school is a different animal. And we wanted to make sure that kind of going back and forth was going to be a manageable thing for the family and for her. I mean, the last thing I want to do is make high school any tougher for my kids or middle school or even elementary school for my kids if I don't have to. So a lot of things went into that decision, but they finally gave me their blessing. And we finally came to a conclusion that, yeah, we'd like to try one more season. And that's where it went.
To hear Mr. DeWitt call you one of the greatest Cardinals ever amongst an organization with a rich lineage of pretty historic players, what does that mean to you?
It's mind blowing to me, honestly. You know, because when I think of the greatest, I think of Mr. Gibson and I think of Mr. Lou and obviously the great Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee and these wonderful people that, you know, you see all the time, and getting to spend time with Stan the Man before he passed away, and lots of time with Mr. Red. You know, you get to be with those legacy players, and those guys were in the red coats. They're wearing them for a reason. And the way we're winning now, it's because they passed those traditions down. And so that's what I'm just trying to continue on, passing those lessons and legacies that they did on to the next generation, so that we can continue this great tradition we have here going forward. But to be even mentioned in the same conversation with those guys is incredibly powerful and incredibly doesn't make sense to me. You know, it just, I just don't ever think of myself as that type of player, but I'm grateful that he does.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Adam, congratulations, and thanks for the kind words about the group of us here. Wanted to ask you, and you've touched on it a little bit, the legacy aspect of it, but also their interest in giving you that one-year deal to prove yourself. You could have walked away and still be considered one of the best pitchers in Cardinals history at that time, you know, two championships, rings, closing out one. How much did those years and that family aspect drive you in a sense, and their investment in you drive you to come back for this?
Well, I think that was the most fair deal ever, really, right? Like I didn't deserve any guaranteed money, honestly. I mean, I needed to go out and prove it. I needed to go out and show the world that I wasn't completely broken again. And I got to say thank you to Dominic Leone too, because Dom is the only reason I'm still playing baseball on a level that nobody really knows that, because I wasn't recovering. My arm was not responding well, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I shut it down, but Dominic Leone was on the disabled list, and he needed a throwing partner. And so I just originally started going out and throwing grenades with him just to try to help him be able to extend back. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got a couple more bullets in the clip, and it was just like, it just started, my arm started moving well again. And, there's so many people, right, that I have to look back on and thank. The training staff here with Adam Olson and Chris Conroy and Jeremy Clipperton, incredible. So giving of their time, and really more than that, Thomas Knox, our rehab coordinator, he nursed me back to health, as Adam Olson did several times through my career. But I really want to say thanks to a guy named Jason Shutt, who's the head of player performance, I think, for us. And Jason spends, I don't know, a fair amount of his time every day making sure that my every single day routine, in season and off season, is regimented and has a plan and a purpose. And that kind of plan and purpose kept me really motivated and not going out. When I almost was forced out of the game because of injury, that was hard for me. That's not how I wanted to go out. And now being able to kind of do that on my own terms is a much more meaningful way to go out for me. I'm very long-winded. I'll tell stories all day long if you let me, Derek. You got to ask the next question quick.
All right. I will. Yadier was pretty clear with us that he's going to play one more year. And he also was clear that he was going to nudge you to come along for the ride. Is that what you're saying, that next year at this time, maybe November, I guess, or for Christmas, your kids will get a dog?
Okay. So several of my favorite athletes growing up retired like three times. And I don't want to retire three times. When I say that I'm done, I want to know that I'm done. Now, I will say that the odds of my kids having a dog, after the season next year are very, very high. I'll just give you that. There's very, very good odds. But I'm not going to go on record right now and tell you that I'm 100% done, because that conversation's not been had yet with the family. And that decision is not 100%. And I want to be 100% when I make that decision.
That's fair. Do they have a name picked out?
No. It changes everything. You know, it was a couple of years ago. It was like Jewel Diamond. And now that they're getting a little older, it's a little, a little more grown up. So
this will be my last question. Thanks for humoring me. Well, I guess for humoring me all these years, the chance to pitch the wild card game, just one game to decide whether you guys advance, how much does that mean to you? Obviously your performance dictated it, but for it to be official and to have that conversation with Shield, what'd that mean to you?
I went home when I found out I was pitching the wild card. I mean, you know, I assumed I was pitching the wild card game, but I didn't know that I was pitching the wild card game. And it was brought up to me in such a nonchalant way that it meant a lot to me. It was kind of crazy. I went home and told my wife this story. Really honest, all that happened was Shilty walked over and said, "Hey, what do you need to be ready for Wednesday?" And I said, "What's Wednesday?" And he goes, "You know what Wednesday is." And I said, "Am I pitching that game?" He goes, "Yeah." Like it was obvious, you know, and that's such a cool thing for me. Cause you know, 3 years ago I was like, you know, on the mound, basically, you know, dead. So, 3 years later to have it kind of be a no brainer that I was pitching the most important game of the season. Even though I tell our guys every fifth day that, you know, my day is the biggest game of the year. This one really is going to be the biggest game of the year. To have that kind of, you know, like, yeah, you're the guy we want there. And I've had several teammates come over and say, yeah, you're the guy we want there. That means a lot to me. That means a lot.
Thank you, Adam. Congratulations.
Thanks. Randy Carricker, ESPN Radio, St. Louis.
Adam, congratulations. I have one for you and then one for Mo. But I want to start with this. As you pitch now and plan to pitch next year, are you having more fun competing than you might have 6, 7, 8 years ago? Do you have a greater appreciation of competing with hitters than you did?
I'm having more fun pitching now than I've ever had. There's no question about it. I'm borderline psycho about competing in any ways. I can't do anything without competing. Like somebody and I played golf with somebody a couple years ago and I was like, "All right, what'd you shoot?" He's like, "We didn't keep score." And I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, that doesn't even, how do you know, like, how to get better or whatever?" He's like, "No, we just played for fun." I don't do anything like that. Like, I have fun doing it, but I want to try to be the best at it. And I want to see how I can get better at it. But I'll tell you what's fun. Anybody can get outs with 100, you know? I mean, sure, I could go out and pitch the 100-mile-an-hour fastball tomorrow and get lots of outs, but you know, you try doing it at 80, 89. That's fun, man. That you got to do things a little different. You got to sink it and cut it and keep guys on their toes. And the other day, Kisner was catching me and he called something that I would never do. And I was like, but they'll never expect that. That's brilliant. Like I've never done that. And I did it and it worked. It was crazy. You know, so I'm having those kinds of thoughts on the mound are really driving me, you know, like, I know I got him out this way, and this way the first three times. And this fourth way, he has no idea what's coming because I could flood him with this, this, or this. I mean, I love that, man. The pitch mix is really in the sequencing. I've fallen in love with sequencing and how do you get to the strike three or how do you get to that ground ball you want and setting him up for that final pitch. That's really fun to me.
Mo and Bill, you can weigh in here too, because you guys have a great lineage of leadership in your rotation going back to when you guys got here with Hentgen and then Kyle and then Chris Carpenter and Waino. How important is it for you guys to have as many days as possible for Adam to spend with the pitchers that you have here and the pitchers that are on the way?
Well, always awkward when you ask two people questions. Yeah. If you just simplify it, Bill, take.
Well, as I said before, you know, Adam's been such a great mentor to the other pitchers, veterans and rookies alike. And, you know, his knowledge of pitching is incredible. I mean, he's pitching IQ is off the chart. And, you know, it's really been helpful. And, you know, I've always said you can win some with hitting. You can't win without pitching. You just can't in the major leagues. So the importance of what Adam does and what he brings to the staff, you know, you really can't measure. But over the years, you've seen it. I mean, we've had winning seasons. We've gone to playoffs, and we've had wonderful offense. And somebody said, well, you can't win that pitching. You can't win with that hitting either. I said, no, that's true, too. But the game is, you know, it's pitching, defense, base running, hitting. There's a lot of aspects to it, but it's still critical to get pitching, and particularly starting pitching, to do their job. Mo, you're on the clock.
Okay, not much to add there, but I mean, I think, Randy, the easiest way to think about this is think about all the great pitchers that have pitched since Adam has been in the big leagues. So going back to basically 05 that he's gotten to pick their brains on, he represents that 16 years of intel. And probably the greatest thing you can say about Adam is he's willing to share it with others, and that's what he's done. So I think when you look at the success of this organization, it has been based on that hand-me-down approach. And, you know, we're just fortunate to have two anchors that have done that over those 16 years in Bueno and Yachty. So, yeah, that's pretty much been a key part of our success.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Katie Wu from The Athletic.
Mazzella. Mr. Wainwright, Adam, first, congratulations. I'll ask you the same question that I asked your catching counterpart a few weeks ago. After going through the free agency market and testing the waters last season, why was it important for you to get this deal done before getting to that point this year?
Well, I mean, it adds a level of, you know, stability to the family life, for sure. It was fun being able to do that last year and just kind of experience it. I'd never experienced really a free agent time before. I had fun doing it, but I, you know, the end goal obviously was to come back here to St. Louis. But that's something I experienced. And, you know, that I think you realize at the end of the day that I'm in a very good situation. I just understood, you know, I understand that I'm in a very, very, very good situation here. My family loves being here. I love being a part of this team. I love wearing these birds on the bat. I love that. I love representing St. Louis, you know, and I feel like it's home for me now. Leaving is going away from home, you know? So, I don't want to go anywhere else. I didn't want to go anywhere else, but, I think my wife, said several times, like, hey, that was fun. But we don't have to wait until January, whatever it was, because then you got to worry about spring training housing and this and that. And that was really kind of crazy last year. So just adds a level of stability to the whole situation. And also at the same time, you realize, you know, what you got here, and it's a pretty good situation. Very blessed.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam. Mo, same question for you, really. Why was it important from your side to get this deal done before the offseason?
Well, as you can imagine, our season's been very unique in the sense of, you know, it hasn't gone necessarily as planned. We always thought we had a great team, but it took a while for really to show what we were, really what we sort of built. And one of the things that I thought going into the offseason would just be that we had two guys that we're anchoring to coming back. And so, you know, last offseason, we spent a lot of time working on the Nolan trade. And once we got that accomplished, then it allowed us to know what else we could do. And therefore, right away, we turned the page to try to get Adam and Yachty back. So if we can avoid those sort of last minute rushing decisions before spring training, I thought it would be very beneficial to us. And again, when you realize what these guys have meant to the organization, it just made sense. And so I think everybody that was involved in this process would agree. It felt right. And we're all glad it was done and done in a professional manner.
Thank you both.
Zach Sober, MLB.com.
Hey, Adam, congratulations. I'm going to ask you another question that I asked Yachty when he signed his deal, but how meaningful is it for you to do this together? You know, obviously, you're going to keep options open, but to do at least his last year with him, how meaningful is that going to be to you? And to go on this tour where he's looking to get booed everywhere. How much excited are you to do that with him?
Yeah, I can't remember who. It might have been Larry Walker or somebody said, you know, if you're getting booed in other visiting parks, you've done it right for a long time. You know, you've had some big moments, and Yachty, you know, Yachty gets booed everywhere because Yachty's had huge hits everywhere we go that beat him, you know, and he's got those moments. So that's like one of the greatest compliments you can get when you get booed at a visiting park. That's a great feeling. Until you're walking down the street the next day in the city and you don't really know what's about to happen. I'm almost certainly going to ride off with him, but I'm not formally saying that, but I'm so excited to play another year with Yachty because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a legendary player. He's a once in a generation type talented catcher, and he's just a special person and a special teammate. So, I mean, I always tell people one of the things that when I look back on my career, one of the things I'll be the most excited to tell people about is that I got to play catch with Yachty every fifth day.
Mo, I have one quick question for you. To hear Adam talk about just the stuff that he went through with his injuries and just from knowing him as a person, knowing him throughout his career, how much joy have you had watching him operate these past few years, seeing, you know, the competitive nature that he's had and just the ability that he's had to make him and bring him to this level that he's at right now?
Well, needless to say, I'm not surprised. He's just one of those people that is extremely committed. He stays present. He knows how to do that as well as anyone. And, you know, he mentioned the team that helped get him back. He mentioned Adam Olson and his staff, Jason Schott, Thomas Knox. And, you know, I think you also have to throw in Dr. Pallotta. I mean, these are people that, you know, we all kind of think that we're the ones doing it, but it does take a village. And I think in Adam's case, it's someone that's remarkable because he has stayed in house. He has used our team. And, I would think, not speaking for him, but, you know, he truly believes that this group is part of his success. And so, you know, to end this, I'm not surprised at all. And I've learned a long time ago, never bet against the man.
That was a big miss for me, not mentioning Dr. Pallotta. I'm glad you did that, Mr. Mo, because, you know, he's performed, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 surgeries on me minimum, you know, so definitely would not be here without Doc.
Ben Fredrickson, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Adam, just one for me. Congrats. I'm curious how you viewed this. There have been times where we've heard you really motivated by people who don't think you can do it or people who thought you weren't going to be able to get back to this level. And lately, in recent seasons, we've heard really none of that and almost just an appreciation for the competition and even sometimes thanking some of those people. When did you make that change and how much different is it for you to compete from this place you're at now versus, you know, when you were kind of, I guess, trying to prove people wrong or motivated by that?
Don't get me wrong. I've been real thankful of lots of people, but I still carry those chips on my shoulder at all times because, and even if they're not thinking it, I've created that. I think I've told you all that over the years. You know, right now, in my mind, people are going, okay, he did it once, but he can't do it again, right? He won't beat whatever team he's going to pitch against in this wild card. He's too old to do that. It's too big a moment. He won't do this again next year. And in my mind, I'm just trying to build off what we did this year. This was another starting point where we can get better next year. You know, that's where I'm at in my mind. Oh, they think that was crazy. Wait till they see what I do next. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. And so what a great way, you know, to motivate yourself than to not be satisfied where you are and to realize, yeah, that was decent. That was cool. But I could still do this, this, and this better. And I'm going to plan on doing that next year. That's a fun thing for me to think about. Like, all right, we did this. This was great. What can we do better? How can I get better? How can I be the next level of performers for this team that needs me? So I still carry those chips no matter if they should be there or not. I've placed them there and people think I stink. That's what I'm going with for the remainder of my career.
Okay, Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Adam, I don't want to ruin the day with math, but the week you closed out the 2006 World Series, Dylan Carlson turned 8 years old. And we were talking to him on Zoom yesterday, and he said to us, that's our guy. We were asking about you starting the wild card game, and that's what he said, is that's our guy. What does it mean to you to have had that experience across generations of players and to be our guy for a player like Dylan just at the start of his career?
Yeah, that means a lot. That does. I mean, you know, he was like, what, 2 when I was in pro ball. It's a crazy thought. But Yachty and I were sitting on the bench next to each other the other day, and I looked at him, and there was low 20s fan behind us, and they were cheering us on or whatever, and they had a Yachty Ueno poster. And I said, you know what's crazy, Yachty? That person doesn't have any memories of Cardinal baseball without us being on the team. That is a powerful thing to think about. You know, I mean, that's a crazy thing to think about. And it's so neat that we have been able to have, you know, that place in people's memories for here in St. Louis for that long. It really is a special thing. One that I don't take for granted at all. And I know Yachty doesn't either, but it's you have your young players looking at the old player going, all right, it's cool. Teach me, like, tell me how you're doing it. I want to be, you know, even I talked to some young pitchers from the Brewers the other day, and they were like, man, you're 40. Like, how are you still getting outs? Like, I don't feel very good. And I'm 20 something. And, you know, I didn't give them all the secrets, by the way. I didn't give them all the secrets, but it is a cool acknowledgement. And one that I don't deserve at all. You know, the blessings that, you know, I keep getting bestowed on me. I don't deserve any of it. I'm so thankful for all of it.
Benjamin Hockman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Adam, congrats. You said that you're having the most fun of your career. Do you sense that Yadier Molina is having the most fun of his career as well?
He seems like it. He's, you know, I mean, I don't even understand how he's still walking around, you know, gets the face shot and the shoulder ball and the wrist shot and the off the top of the foot and off the toes and off the ankle and off the elbow every day. And it's like he needs it almost. Like, it makes him feel normal to get those bruises. I just don't even know what, you know, his body, how strong it must be to be able to do that. But he is always, I mean, when I see him, you know, we're always laughing, carrying on, but the guy's just he knows how to speak into his players and to his pitchers and how to get the most out of his players better now than I've ever seen him. You know, he understands what the pitcher's going through and how to go out there and talk to him, whether it's got to be forceful or it's got to be a little love. He understands that better than I've ever seen him do it before. And it's really cool to see.
Thanks.
Rob Raines.
Hey, Adam, add my congratulations too. Just a housekeeping question. Are you going to try to throw this weekend to get ready for Wednesday in a tune-up role, or just kind of work in the bullpen? Do you have a plan for that yet?
The plan is I'm going to get off the mound twice in bigger bullpens. You know, we've gone on a couple of starts this year on a week rest, so won't be completely new to me. And at this point in the season, another extra day or two is not a bad thing. It isn't. You know, and this will get me ready. If I need to pitch on every 3 or 4 days rest the whole rest of the year, I can. You know, and this is a good time for me to lock everything in. I'm able to get an extra workout in here. I'm able to get an extra bullpen in, and there's some things I want to work on the mound, honestly, that I need to get a couple of kinks out. So this is a good time for me to get a couple of bullpen sessions in. It's a good time for me to get a couple of workouts in that I wouldn't have been able to get in. So this is a good time for me.